For shizzle. Right.
Herbalicious. A's to the E to the RB.
Is it Ricky?
This is Misty.
Well, if you would like
this
to make
Stephen.
A real head, I need to. No.
Hi, this is Johnny.
This is Samantha.
Sweet, it's really come.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Oh, you're depressed, sister.
This is Brandy.
This is Herb. How's it going?
This is Carlos.
I'm Nathan.
And Ryan.
And you're listening to Foul Monkey.
Praise White Jesus. Praise White Jesus. Praise White Jesus. Praise White Jesus.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. What? This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
This is Stephanie.
This is Ryan.
And this is Kyle.
The return of Stephanie and Ryan and
Kyle.
Hooray!
Yay me.
This is episode 121. I want to start out by saying
121.
Happy birthday to Archer.
Happy birthday.
Oh, it's
happy
birthday, Archer.
What is he like, 48?
44. He's going to be 44.
Right. Close on. Enough.
Isn't it weird how close. Like isn't it weird how like some people like I've only seen like one picture of him, so I can't remember. But I mean, I was just thinking because you said 44. You know how like some people when they turn like 30, some of them will already have gray hairs, but it's not like old gray hairs. It's just like gray hairs, like they just develop them. And then some people will be 50 something and they look like they're 28. Dude, it's just weird. Like how does that
28
even happen?
And 50.
You know what I mean? No, but I mean, you know how it's like some people get gray hair really, really young based on like their ethnicity or whatever, and then some like don't until ever. I mean, they never do. It's just. I wonder, like, how that happens. Like, what makes that happen? Like, what...
Genetics!
Well, I mean, like, what kind of person are, like, the longest... Are, like, the youngest-looking people for the longest? Like,
Sometimes it has to do with your diet.
Right.
Like, they were saying that Greeks, because they eat a lot of yogurt and a lot of that stuff,
right.
They that live longer and
they
look,
younger,
they
for
look
longer.
Younger for longer.
And they're, like, the most beautiful people in the world.
They lick younger.
My mom,
yeah, with huge noses.
My mom always used to say that, like, based out of all the patients she's ever had... black people stay looking younger longer more than anybody else.
I thought
like
you
their
said
skin,
Haitians.
You know what I mean?
I did too.
I thought your mom had Haitians.
It's close.
Oh, Mrs. Herb, please let us go.
I don't think that's what Haitians
let my
sound
people
like.
Go.
They're a little bit more French, I believe.
Yeah. Stop hitting me with that broom.
Wee wee. Speaking of wee.
We have fun for
us. Yeah, so apparently everyone in the world throws their Wii remotes at their TVs. And all of them, everybody has Butterfingers and they all die. So now Nintendo's giving away free Wii condoms. And they're these big rubber plastic things that go on top of it like a condom. Except they make the Wii remote a lot bigger and probably a little heavier too.
Wii butt.
I don't know, we're getting free ones, but I don't know if I want them like all the time. I'm going to see how it is, but it looks too big for it.
They're
like,
free. Yeah, free's for me.
But they're huge.
Free is good.
And,
plus, it's like we've never thrown one. I've never even like let one slip, even with the strap.
I've never
Do
even
they
dropped
pink?
Mine.
I've never.
No, it's just clear.
I've never let it slip, even with the strap on.
It's a party.
Really we'll suck a dick up. So there you go.
I think
we had
dueling they should also come out with Wii Lube for your Wii condoms.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Maybe they come pre-lubed.
Wouldn't that defeat the purpose, though?
Yeah, but...
True.
Tasty.
It's going to just be, like, How? Sliding across the room.
But then they could you could have, like, virtual sex with your Wii.
Ouch.
Over the Wii. Stop touching things.
Oh.
No, that was...
No. No, Herb. Stephanie, how okay. dare you?
That was his fault.
Stephanie, your vagina needs to slow down, okay?
Bitch. Been here for 5 minutes.
Wait, how did her vagina cock that shotgun?
Very.
You
carefully.
Don't even want to know.
Yeah. I'm so talented. Kegels.
Hey, so Kyle, tell everybody about your. Oh yeah, Kyle from Kentucky, y'all. He came
listener,
back.
Second listener.
He came for my birthday. Actually, and we hung out and we had. A
We're
good
gonna
time.
Be like, hi, welcome to Foul Monkeys. We're the matchmaking podcast.
Yeah, because Kyle's gonna hook up with Braden from Canada. And it's going to be hot in Orlando.
Ooh, good time.
Hot times in Orlando.
Yeah. In O-Town.
I've had anal sex and I've had...
But what do you call it? Kyle, tell everybody how you had a girl in your dorm.
Okay,
totally
so...
Totally come on to you.
I'm an RA and I had this chick in my dorm.
Closer.
And,
Closer. put your mouth around it.
I was going to watch a movie, and she decided to watch Perfume, if anyone's seen it. If you haven't, it sucks. Don't try it.
Oh, damn.
But, so we're watching it, and like she leans over onto my shoulder, and I'm like, okay, I can deal with this. And then she like starts to lean onto my stomach, and I'm like, I can deal with this. And then like she lays down in my lap and starts rubbing my leg, and I look at her.
Starts sucking your cock.
I can't deal with this. Wow.
Right. Well, no, like I look at her, and I'm like, you realize I'm gay, right? And, like, the worst expression in the world comes over her face, and she's just like, oh.
How did it feel when Garrett salts? Oh.
Son of a bitch.
Ew.
Ouch!
I don't think a lot of people know what who Garrett is, but...
If a girl was going to suck your cock, would you let her do it? Like, is it just...
It depends. What I said after he told me that, I said that, like...
Have your dick sucked by a woman or no one?
I said that like if I was in that situation, I would let it keep going until it got weird. I would say, hey, you know, like I'm not into girls, but
from the sound of it though, he was already kind of weirded out when it got to like the right. tummy and stuff.
Well, so. The big thing was I could get fired over this. Right, I'm an RA. Right, I'm an employee right. of the university. So well,
Felicity too. Totally got to do Noel for like 2 seasons. And
I don't
you
know
can Felicity
or Noel. All
right, somebody's touching something. Somebody's touching something. And it's
me.
I'm not touching anything.
It's me. I
He's
like
gay.
To touch things.
Hand
it's
check.
That.
What?
It's you.
What?
It's you.
Whatever you're doing, you're playing it, bad. It's not working right.
It's
right.
not
Hold on.
There was a...
All and jacked up and good to okay. go.
I
now
wish
play
I could
something.
Do hold music.
Play something for us, sir.
How gay are you?
There it goes. It's all better now.
That's a little better.
Yeah, because it gets like cutty when you put it in the speed. I don't know. Fucking craziness.
It's tweet cutty. It
PC.
All right, so what I was saying I would let it go until it got weird, but I would let them know, like, by default, I'm not attracted to
What would you do if she's like, oh, Herb, it's so big.
He's going to be like,
I would demand
put
that,
it in my ass.
I would
now.
Demand that she sings that song from The Sweetest Thing. Your oh. penis is so big. Like
Your body is the movie and your penis is the star.
I need to get a clip of that.
So
right
if
now.
A girl... offered to suck your dick, you wouldn't go for it.
It probably because it wouldn't do anything. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel good unless it's someone that I think is really hot. Because if someone that's not attracted to me is doing that to me, it's like I don't turn on like that.
You couldn't think about something else?
See, I would need to give her
that's straight guys. Straight guys can do that.
Maybe what if you gave her like a Brillo pad to wear?
Oh no, shut up.
No, that's a consensus that I get from straight guys. I don't mean to generalize, but I mean generally. From what I get from straight guys is like anything that's on their penis feels good, and for me it's like no, it has to. I have to be mentally into it. You know what I mean?
For some, I'm sure there's
Maybe,
a fetish site somewhere.
Know. That's somewhere. Weird, fucking weird. I know there's a fetish into that or something. So,
oh my god.
Oh, we have a story about someone on WoW.
Oh yeah. World
Ew.
Of Warcraft breakups. So I've recently found out today that a friend of mine got dumped by his girlfriend.
A well, friend?
Yeah. Well, an ex-friend of mine got dumped by his girlfriend.
Oh, my God. Here it goes.
Via World of Warcraft.
An ex-boyfriend of mine got dumped via World of Warcraft.
Which he broke up with you through text message,
text
right?
message. That's yeah. so much worse.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, being broke up with on a video game. That's like oh, yeah, see, like, I totally
And
just...
then all the people around him saw it, too.
No, it was a whisper, so it was like Ouch! A private message.
So she said it like this.
A whisper.
I was like, I'm breaking up with you.
I'm done with you.
All of a sudden, she logs off.
I'm Kokor.
I'm tired of your small penis.
I'm going out with this night elf. He's
bitch.
Got tier 6 gear.
You're a lesbian.
He's green.
He's got a helm of sexiness.
What's a helm?
He's got a level 60 penis.
His charisma is plus 18.
Big
I like
penis.
Turtles.
That's so mean.
All right, now.
We have dueling.
The yes. sound effects are too much.
I like turtles.
Hush.
Not at the same time.
Whatever.
Oh. Oh.
Sound effects.
All right, Everybody listen. Everybody listen. Everybody listen.
Hey. How'd it go?
Fine. No problem.
Good.
So.
Is this on
YouTube. Did we have fun last night?
Yes, I did. It was great. You guys were absolutely right. A transition guy is just what I needed.
Good. So how was he? Is he good?
He was very sweet and complimentary. And very into pleasing me first.
So how was Girth?
Average-ish.
Average-ish. It's good. So what'd you tell him?
What do you mean?
What do we always tell them, no matter what?
Oh. Oh.
My
God, your penis is so big.
Good girl.
Your penis is thick. Oh. Your penis is just so pretty. Oh, you've got a handsome dick.
Are they in the malt shop?
Your penis, it's so hard. Your penis is just so large.
My body is a movie, and your penis is the star.
You gotta watch it.
Too
it's
big
funny.
To fit in here.
All right.
No, keep going.
Here. Ow.
Too big to fit in here.
Is that from The Sweetest Thing?
Somehow they start a song into it with the entire
too
restaurant.
Too big to fit in here. Too big to fit in here. Too big to fit in here.
Oh my God. Oh my God. It's Fame. We're in Fame.
It's
okay,
Fame.
All right. We're done. Anyway, so if you haven't seen it, go watch The Sweetest Thing, because it's actually a good chick flick movie. I usually can't stand Cameron Diaz because she's a dumbass, but she's really funny in that movie.
She's not a dumbass. She got to fuck Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Wee.
The guy
so
who
did, what's his face?
Oh, Ron Perlman?
Yeah.
It's true.
I like your curly hair.
He's gross, too.
Ew. That's true.
He's like
you're
60
a smart
year old.
Boy. You can figure it out.
Oh, you heard that? He's like this.
There's not much you can put up your butt.
Apparently, Ron Perlman is the one thing that works with the Backstreet Boys.
Too big to fit in here.
It was the same guy. He was behind the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, right? Well, literally
Backstreet
behind.
Boys, NSYNC, like New Kids on the Block,
O-Town, dude, LFO. LFO was retarded.
Is that the Abercrombie and Fitch girl person?
Yeah.
I like guys who wear Abercrombie a big and robe Fitch. And just some underwear.
Chinese food, something.
Stains on his chest. Whore. All
right, so what else?
Let's He's got go food stuck in
oh,
his chest.
I want to talk about the guy at the gym today.
The guy who had a bulge that was like...
I'm so working out in front of this machine all the time now.
Ew.
Is it a penis
there's this
enhancing
machine? Oh, is it?
My genitalia, you know.
So there's this machine. Hold on, I need to try to draw this machine here.
Draw it on audio so that we can all see it.
Show it to all the
All right, so let me show it to you guys first. So it's a machine that you kind of go like this to work the side
it.
Muscles.
Diagonally?
Love handle.
So it kind of looks like this. You put your feet here and you lean and then you go like this.
He's
it looks like a K on its side.
So the guy's on one side. Well, he's turned
like
around.
Like a
bowflex?
It's just a bench?
It's kind of, no, but it's kind of, it's in the
Were
air.
Were you stuck in the scaffolding?
So he's doing his thing. He's like facing away from me so I can see his butt and I'm like, and he's doing his work. And I was like, ooh. So then he turns around. All right, this guy's fucking hot already. I've been eyeing him like for like 20 minutes because he's hot.
What gym?
I don't want to say.
/ fitness center.
There's only 1,000 of them across the country.
Your stalker would show
and
up
like
there.
Four
is it like
here.
A major city or like a major one? City.
Yeah.
Lifestyles.
Okay, yeah.
That
so
already sounds
Anyway,
gay.
The guy turns around
Lifestyles.
And starts doing it on his colors. Other side. And his balls and dick just like flop forward. And I'm like, oh my God.
You must
it
be
was
horrible
so
in the gym.
Hot.
I'm serious.
I just imagine Ricky walking around like a kid in a candy shop.
Recalculus.
That's what it was. It was recalculus.
Some of the guys are really gross, but then there's some hot guys in
You're
there.
You're like walking on the elliptical and you start slowing down.
I was on the elliptical.
Just kind of in a daze. Like,
ooh.
Ricky's gonna cheat on me at the gym, everybody.
No, I don't.
You could have like a hot, steamy locker room thing.
Steroid
sex. Won't go in the I don't go in the locker room.
Why?
Because I'm like fat. Ass. I don't want people to look at me.
You don't have to, like, you could just be tying your shoes for a couple hours.
Oh. In the locker room?
I could go.
I'm tying my shoes. It only takes
get
like
some
Velcro shoes.
And make it even creepier.
He could just do it really slow, and then that way when he could sit there all day watching all the men undress.
But I could go into the stall and have a wide stance.
Oh, yeah.
And
you
there
could.
You go.
I could do that. Oh.
That's what happens.
Dropping
a
deuce. Oh, Lala's really upset with you, Stephanie, because you have not emailed her back.
What? She didn't email me.
That's
unacceptable.
She emailed you like 9 weeks ago.
Damn.
I don't remember. I thought I replied to her.
Mm-mm. Because she called and said that you didn't. Oh, that reminds me.
Oh, do we
me.
Have calls?
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry, Lala. I thought I did.
We should have calls.
Maybe it's in my saved.
Remail it.
You guys talk while I get the call.
Okay.
Oh.
I don't know what else I was going to talk about.
There's a pair
I got
of underwear
a promotion.
On the wall.
Well, you know I'll talk about video games if I start, so go ahead.
I got a promotion.
Where are you promoted to?
I am a sales fulfillment specialist.
Oh, snap.
That sounds like
business.
Like, I know you just finished coming, but was it satisfying?
I
You're my sales
am the only
specialist.
Sales fulfillment specialist ever.
What exactly
chisel,
is that?
Bizzle.
The only one.
What exactly is it?
She's going to have trouble explaining it to you.
Yeah, I can't explain it.
Do you do the same
you have
thing
to work there.
Or no?
No.
Okay, so.
Is this at the place?
Wait, what did he ask?
Gets more money.
I get more money. And
you still
I'm not
get
on
a discount
and
all that, right?
I get my free shit, and I get my excellent insurance. Yeah,
that's all that matters.
And I get bonuses, and I get holidays off, and Monday through Friday. And what else do I get?
That's cool.
Me.
Oh, and I get to, like, coach people. And stuff.
That's cool.
And stuff.
And dude, I don't have to talk to any more bitchy fucking customers or reboot any more goddamn cable boxes.
Dude, I just got overtime. Or not overtime. I'm starting full time on October 20th. So
you're
more money
full-time?
Is good. No, I was like 30. It was like between 34 and like 37.
Oh, how they jip you on the full time?
Well, it was like, you know, that was fine, but I do need to work more. And there's lots more during the day that I could be just working and making money.
Are they going to let you work daytime?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's going to be the same. I work 4 to 11 every day.
2 to 11 because
so
he doesn't love me anymore.
No.
He wants to have opposite
you're
schedules.
Work from
you're at
two
work.
To four.
It'll be the, he won't notice honestly, the difference. No. It's the same exact thing. But I will not work 10 to 7. Fuck you.
They won't let you go. Why not 10 to 7?
No, I don't want to. I don't like waking up that early.
Because
I like
he cannot
going,
get up at 10 a.m.
He doesn't
like,
love me.
I like going to bed at 6 in the morning and waking up at 1. That's
me
cool.
Me too.
Because then I still get 7 hours of sleep,
you
but I get an entire night of coolness.
Because we finally got a schedule where we're off together.
But what if my crime scene type job involves that? I'm applying for a job, Ricky.
Where at?
The city of Lakeland. I'm applying to be a crime scene technician.
Oh, like Dexter?
So you'd have what, a
like
black
Dexter,
light?
Like Dexter, except not insane.
Yes.
So you're
going to
be
awesome.
Cleaning up blood from the street.
No,
so
like
I'm going to come on the show.
I haven't
show
watched
and be
it, but
like,
I heard it was good.
Guess what happened today?
I like that guy.
In the city of
Michael
Lakeland.
Michael C. Hall is super hot.
Yeah.
Index.
Okay, all right.
Wow.
No.
What?
Two conversations is not working for me.
How gay are
You're
you?
You're talking to Stephanie, Ryan's talking to me, and no one knows what the fuck we're saying.
It's about similar
You have to
issues.
Follow the voices.
That's why I'm
Well, it's hard to follow a voice like when you're listening and not
but
watching.
But the more conversations, the more entertainment packed into one episode. We overlay the entertainment.
Yeah,
listen to it
hour.
Four times. You'll hear something new every time.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry, Ricky.
Dude, it's
we
like
were
family
trained,
guy.
And then we weren't on for a
family.
While, and now we're not trained anymore.
What?
Sorry.
Oh. Family.
It's like Family
Let's
Guy.
Let's try to talk.
Or like Drawn Together. You can't watch one episode one time. You have to watch it like four times, because while you were busy laughing at the first jokes, you're missing the second and third
oh,
jokes.
Yeah.
No, we lose listeners because everyone's talking at one time, and they don't know what the
well,
hell
Well, that's
we're
why we
saying.
Only do this like
well,
once
Well, I'm sorry
every
if
week.
The listeners can't keep up. We have listeners who can.
Oh. Actually, we're getting less and less listeners.
It's all my fault. So.
Yes.
What?
Dude, whatever. We're not getting paid.
Maybe we're getting back to more personal.
We're still above B-talk.
I swear to God, if we fall below 100 listeners, I'm not doing this anymore.
Okay.
Nuh-uh.
You'll have to take back this $1,000 of equipment.
Yeah, what are you going to do with all this equipment?
I'll sell it. I'll give it to another podcaster.
He's going to become a rapper.
Vanilla Chubb.
And that's when
Vanilla Chubb.
Vanilla Chubb.
If you really do sell it, I'll buy it from you, and then I'll make you come over to my house
and do a podcast.
And do a podcast.
It's It's all my fault.
You should rap as Vanilla Chubb and get a large black man to rap with you, and he'll be Chocolate Chunk.
Vanilla Chubb and Chocolate Chunk.
You could be yeah. Cherry Garcia. Yeah.
That'd be an Irish guy.
So anyway, Kyle, you're looking good tonight, and you have an awesome mohawk.
Yeah, it's orange. Not that I would know, but
it's like little, but it's a different color enough that it really accentuates his head.
Well, I'm a big man in a little mohawk. You know,
do you think my mohawk will fill out? Give it time, Kevin. Give it time.
He loves that commercial. It's horrible.
I just like how it gets bigger every time they cut away to the guy.
Every time I see that commercial, I'm like, Stephanie, this is your future. You know? We've got a bunch of kids and I'm sitting around with them teaching them about, you know, how to make a fort in your living room.
Boring.
When you're like 23.
So I have a question.
What were you looking up that's taking you forever that you're not talking?
Well, there's two things. One of them, Verizon came out with like their own version of the iPhone.
Losers.
Ghetto.
It's called the Voyager.
Dude, they always, that's horrible.
Their phones are getting more and
Voyager.
More.
Voyager.
Voyager like Star Trek.
I was going to say, their phones are getting more and more dirty like names.
Well,
like,
and, Razor, and they always Indy, come out with phones that just Voyager, like copy chocolate, what other people
fucking
are doing.
Yes.
It looks exactly, I swear to God, it looks like an iPhone.
Is it touch? Is it touch?
Even has the same, yeah, it even has the same
menu system.
Icons.
As someone who owns an iPhone, I can say that they cannot compete with the operating system on it.
Unless they steal it and make a...
Yeah, how do you type with it?
It's really easy.
No,
it's...
That's...
Oh, God. Y'all make
me
fucking sick.
Wait, after the show. After the show, I'll bring out the iPhone.
Oh, okay. Is it because you want one?
I'm not popular.
I just had a tech.
He wants one. He wants one, and Herb's like, no.
That was like the saddest thing I've ever seen, though. Oh,
so did you guys see where President...
I love your volume.
President Bush volume...
His volume thing looks all cool.
It's
like
in the font.
In 70s.
Like whatever font you wanted in, it'll like put it in that.
Huh?
Yeah. It's the same font as this, dude.
Everyone needs to pull up fuck.org.
So whenever you change that font, it'll change it.
Just do it.
I'm sure they already have.
Ricky, you cannot say why. And everyone goes to fuck.org.
Oh! What is it?
Oh!
Hey. Hold on.
Oh, it's hurting.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh no, it's
that
not. Yeah, whatever.
So
did you pull
hot.
It up?
That is
no.
So hot. I want
oh,
some
do
of
it.
That.
Do it right now, no,
no, Herb. Go to it. Do it, dude.
Do it.
No,
do it.
I
come
dare
on.
You.
Peer pressure. Do it.
No, I triple okay. Dog dare you.
It's okay.
Please.
I'm skipping to the triple dog dare.
What do you guys have to think about President Bush vetoing a bill that would help children with poor children with insurance? He vetoed that, but he wants like $300 billion more dollars for the war.
Dude.
Duh.
It's Bush.
Whatever.
I feel that
I think
these,
it's still going to be hard for
harsh
them either
times,
way.
We should
whatever.
Support our president.
I think it's going back to the Congress, and they only have to have like 15 more Republicans to come over to the side to actually have the 2/3 vote and actually make it a deal.
I like to make it pass?
Yeah.
That the children won't get love? The we hate children.
The
bill?
Insurance is for children whose families don't make enough for private insurance. But
Medicaid?
No.
Okay.
Because they actually have to pay for the service, but it's at a reduced rate.
Dude, speaking of which,
no, they Florida kid care.
Well, that's Florida. This is United States.
Yeah,
federal government.
Like most states,
I thought that was
something?
A state issue. I didn't think that was a federal issue.
Well, actually, I think there's some states that are suing the federal government because of it now.
In other countries, it is, just not ours.
Like in Kentucky, they have K-chip, but it's not available in all states.
K-chip?
Yeah. Kentucky Children's...
Sounds like a radio station.
I know.
Healthcare. Kentucky Children's Healthcare.
Hey, thanks for calling K-chip.
It does sound
Kentucky
like a radio station.
1-800-937-KCHIV.
Yeah. Ho ho!
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
The chip crunch.
Florida Kid Care denied me.
Did you make too much money?
No, I didn't make any. I didn't
she was
job.
Unemployed.
Well, because see, the insurance that you were talking, the insurance that I'm talking about would cover him for that. But he vetoed it.
But isn't there other insurances?
Yeah, I didn't get qualified for Medicaid. I didn't get qualified for Florida Kid Care either. And I didn't have a job. They said no. And I'm like,
it's because you're not black.
Oh
my God! No, don't go there.
They straight
please.
Up told her.
They
that.
Straight up told me that.
They're
not
like, sorry,
the,
your kid's the wrong
not
color.
The black thing, but
Well, that's basically what they told me when I went to apply for a Pell Grant, too.
Yeah.
They said,
you're
I'm
not a minority.
Sure, yeah, if you're a minority, married, or.
It's like, fuck you, man. Just because you live in white town America does not mean you know about white minorities in other places in the U.S., because there are many places where the white people are the minority. And it doesn't really matter, but. You,
Miami?
Right, exactly, like where I grew up. But it, and it doesn't really matter because now there's so much of every kind of person everywhere that, you know, there isn't really a minority per se.
I don't think.
Except for gay people. That's the main minority that's left, I think.
It's the thing to be these days. Gay's the new black.
I was going to say, speaking of the president, they're in, I believe, November of 2008, they're planning to build the Grand Tower of Invincibility. In Washington, D.C.
It's what the fuck is that?
A monument to freedom. Say that.
Monument to freedom?
I can't say that word. Yeah, sovereignty, but I can't say that
sovereignty.
Word. Sovereignty. You said it, but I can't say it. And peace in our nation's
that's
capital.
That's retarded. And it's who's this paying gigantic for that shit?
Taxpayers,
it doesn't
of course.
Matter.
It's a gigantic phallus.
It, yeah, it's this huge tower that's golden. And
where
it's
are you
supposed
looking
to,
at that at?
It's golden?
Tower, everybody goes towerofinvincibilitydc.org. I heard about it today
Tower
in somebody's live journal.
Sounds like
so they're
World
building
Warcraft
it because
landmark.
They think our state of the state of our country is so amazing right now, and we're incredible and invincible that they're building this monument to support that.
Oh,
Bush
I thought
office.
It was like a like fuck yeah, he's gone,
America.
No, no, no.
Fuck
it's while
yeah.
it's while he's you know because
you know,
of what he's done.
Canada,
quote unquote.
Canada.
Oh,
like,
are
the
you
end
kidding?
Of this
is that ridiculous? Go to About the Tower. It'll tell you all this stuff.
Canada just had another year where they had surplus and is now poning the dollar.
They're going to present the plans on this Friday at 11 a.m.
That is so not going to
the webcast. I know, right? Dude, I've maybe.
How much is it going to cost them? Oh, they don't even have the price on here.
That means a lot.
Cha-ching.
Anyway.
Why don't they just call it the really tall White House? Because
tremendous.
That's what
it looks
national
like a phallic
debt.
White House.
The really tall your penis
is
so large.
Like $6 trillion?
He thinks he's in Texas.
Giant golden phallus.
Overcompensating
everything
for something?
Everything is big, right?
$1 billion.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Not everything.
Running your country into the ground. And
that's big
ruining
in Texas,
your
too.
Worldwide image. Priceless.
It's probably best that we leave the subject.
Anyway.
Yeah.
No, it's not, because
whatever.
It's true.
Truth hurts.
Truth sucks.
And not in a good way.
Loser.
It's sad that he's like already known as like our one of our worst presidents.
And he's not even
and like,
done yet.
We haven't. Yeah, he's not done. And because you know the last year is usually when they start fucking off. Mm-hmm. Like after somebody's been in office 7 years, and like their last year is when they start doing like,
where's my bourbon?
Like you know, pardoning their friends.
Right.
We're about to see a bunch of coke addicts get out of jail and shit like that. XEL
and people
coke
that stole
addicts.
Money. People that stole money.
Yeah, people embezzled a bunch of money. There'll be a bunch of Enron scandal. Guys go free if they haven't
probably
already.
Probably so.
The whole Texas becomes its own country within yeah. the U.S.
Yeah, Texas secedes for the second time. Yeah. Which, by the way, seceded once. Don't act like you're fucking patriotic. Y'all joined up with Mexico. So why don't you go fucking back to Mexico?
Okay, most of our listeners are out of Texas.
If y'all want to secede again, you could do it. But just continue listening to the show.
I like Texas whenever I've been through there, even though most of what I drive through is like nothing. But everybody that I meet from there is really nice.
But don't slow it down.
Yeah, never.
Yeah, don't slow Texas down.
But don't speed either because then I get caught.
But then come to Texas and drive real fucking slow in my right. In my right.
If we have any listeners that work for Texas State and you can like remove Herb's ticket, that would be great. Because he still hasn't paid it. Because
otherwise I can't go back there and we shouldn't say that on the line. But thank you, Ricky.
They don't know who you are.
Everybody knows who I am.
They're gonna
your real name's not Herb.
Will you stop saying oh. stuff?
Oh, he's giving away the farm.
Shut up!
Anyway.
Y'all are getting speedy with them sound clips.
Drew's
yeah,
really good.
I'm trying. He is good. Drew's
yeah,
good.
Suck with
it's because he doesn't talk, though. So he's just like, I'll concentrate on this. Right.
It's like a video game. So that's. You know,
yep.
That's let me check to see if anybody's joined the Frapper map.
While you're doing that, do you want to do calls or?
Yeah, let's do calls.
Yeah, let's go ahead and play
calls.
The call.
Okay. Do I just click play?
The call? There wasn't like a bajillion.
Bajillion.
Yes, but we need to plug in the.
Okay, should I start playing now and then?
Yeah, you go ahead and play.
Wait, hold on a second. Hold on.
Just let me know.
Right after this.
We'll be right back.
Go.
Hi, guys. This is Kellen in Arlington. That's Texas, Arlington.
I'm actually kind of a switchover listener from, I found you guys on BTalk, but I've just recently started listening because you guys kind of mentioned Arts and I listened to his show. But I think you guys are hilarious and, Ricky, you're hot. But you guys are so hilarious and don't let anybody tell you what to think or what to do. So keep on having your opinions, foul as they may be, and keep up the good work.
Rewind that.
Oh, when I saw that halfway.
So you can hear that said again to you?
Yeah.
But you guys are so hilarious and don't let anybody tell you what to think or what to do. So keep on having your opinions, foul as they may be, and keep up the good work. Oh, when I saw that you, Ricky, you reviewed your own show like 2 times, which is hilarious.
Should I just start from the beginning?
Kind of mention Arts and listen to his show. But I think you guys are hilarious, and Ricky, you're hot.
Thank you.
But
I just need to hear that again.
All that fucking work for Ricky to hear that he's hot.
What to do.
So I could have just
keep
told
on having
you
your opinions, foul as they may be, and keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you very much.
You, Ricky, you reviewed your own show like 2 times, which is hilarious. But I hope you guys are having a good day. And
reviewed your own show?
Twice.
Dude, he's cool. Awesome.
Let me tell you, I figured out how you can review the show multiple times, just as long as you have different email addresses.
It's not very hard to trick an Apple.
Holy shit, Steffi's got like 12.
I do.
Is there another show?
We shouldn't say that's one thing that I would censor.
Listen,
is how much we review our own show.
If there is somebody who is at work all day and can get on there and just do that over and over again.
For every amount of, every iota of feeling that you like, that you feel towards us of a pleasure and positivity, please review us once for each one.
Yes, because I would not have to review my own show if like
all the
300 or 400 listeners that we have would actually do a review.
And just, you know that the other shows do the same thing.
Just please don't copy and paste it so it's the exact same review over and over.
Yeah, that
over and over.
So head on over to iTunes and leave us a review because we'd really appreciate it.
Apparently 400 people think that Ricky and Herb are great.
And funny.
Five out of 10 people like our show.
Oh, and something that I want to throw in. If anyone has problems with the website.
Closer to the mic.
If anyone has problems with the website, scroll all the way down to the bottom. It'll say designed by Keith1169. That's me. If you will email me and let me know or take a screenshot, would be awesome.
Sweet.
Hopefully I can get it fixed ASAP.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's some
that problem. Means as soon as possible.
Foulmonkeys.com.
Did you guys see our video podcast?
No.
Oh.
We were
wow.
cute.
Yeah, the whole 16.
Everybody says we're cute. Everyone
people
I talk to, they're
the
like,
show.
You're so adorable.
People on the show don't
I've
even
seen it.
Listen to the
no.
show.
Why would they watch the...
We
they don't need
have
to watch
been
it. It's fine.
Busy. That's why I haven't been
listener.
On the show.
Yeah.
I said...
I got a promotion.
She got a promotion.
Oh.
And
I've been fucking...
A lot.
A lot.
Now that she's on a regular fucking schedule.
Ew.
Let's save some babies.
Damn you, David Alan Greer. Always saving babies.
Ow.
You should get David Alan Greer on the show.
Baby's been
yeah,
having
he's
a really
like
hard
E-list
time
now, right?
Time, so.
He's seriously. He's so funny.
Him and Andy Dick, man. They're
he's
like
in, yeah, if you guys got them both on the show simultaneously.
At the same
it would be insane.
Time.
What you could do is you could just cut a bunch of clips of him.
Yeah, I have a bunch, a couple of his. What? What?
Nothing.
There's
I heard
secrets.
Secrets.
No, it's not secrets.
Secrets.
Foul monkey. It's a damn lie, and you know it.
Secrets.
I like turtles.
What's going on?
There's
exactly.
No secrets.
I like Lunchables.
I like
oh my god, that's the face that Ricky
know,
has right
do you
now.
Know what the I Like Lunchables story is behind that?
I don't even
no.
remember
it's,
that. I used to
it's
listen
Clive
to
Barker,
one.
And he's like he's been on the show a bunch of times. Adam Carolla goes off about how Lunchables are for like little kids and retarded people, and then Clive Barker's like, I like Lunchables.
I like Lunchables. Right.
Lunchables are so bad for you. They have so much salt in them. It's not
yeah,
even
they
funny.
Have a lot of sodium.
They're like, it's we like, take out the sugar and sell your kids to death.
Ooh.
That's what comes out after you eat those fucking cold-ass pizzas. Because there's no microwave. There's
I
no,
love the cold-ass
no,
pizzas.
No, there's no microwaves in elementary school unless
I
it's
love
in
the
teacher's lounge. So you have to eat these like freezing, frigid cold because they stay in your backpack in those freezer packs. My mom used to put the little ones and you'd like spread the pasty ass like
we didn't have enough money
fucking,
for ice
like the tomato like the tomato bisque that comes out of those little plackets.
Oh, it was so good. I used to drink it.
Oh my god.
I like the tacos are pretty good, but it's still like it's like pita bread.
The tacos.
That's not cooked.
Oh, they were worse.
Yeah, it's like
I didn't have Lunchables when I was a kid.
Yeah, you had good stuff like you know
actual
food.
Yeah, my parents were like Lunchables are fucking expensive. Here's a sandwich.
We didn't even have frozen peanut butter sandwiches in the shape of circles, so we didn't have to cut off the toast.
Oh, those were so good. Like I never had one of those until like a few weeks ago, and I was like, I'm starving. I'm starving to death. And then Manny was like, you want this peanut butter circle? And I was like, holy shit. It's peanut butter in circle form.
Were you
and
high?
It was strawberry.
Were you high?
No, it's at work.
You should have been.
I have not been high in a while. I just recently passed a drug test.
Oh,
that doesn't mean, that doesn't mean
by
anything.
By myself.
That doesn't mean anything, dude.
I did it by myself.
A lot of drugs, like ecstasy,
really
goes out of your
cute.
System
oh,
pretty
I know.
Quick.
I know. But I don't do any of the like quick ones. I do the ones that, you know...
The long
that
lasting
to let
feel,
it linger.
Man.
Oh,
you got
so
to
worried.
Let it linger. Do you have to?
Shocking.
Do you have to? Do you have to let it linger?
Well, monkeys do not promote the use of drugs and marijuana, especially cocaine and ecstasy.
And meth.
These expressed on foul monkeys are retarded.
Have
don't
you kids
listen to
been
us.
Taking ecstasy or marijuana
God,
tablets?
Eczema.
We have to get the sound clip that says, the high is a lie.
The
you see those commercials?
Is a lad, nigga.
Oh my god, is that
what
great
are marijuana lot? Tablets?
Take a little Vicodin tonight, take some codeine, smoke a little heroin.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Did you download like the whole like Dr. Drew lineup? Do you have the Dr. Drew boogie?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, it's so good.
I have all the songs. It's like the
we
Love
should
Line
play
companion.
It while credits roll.
Pretty cool.
I just thought it was pretty good.
We
yeah,
have credits.
I did the.
We need to start having.
Dude,
credits,
I did the
like.
Threesome song. Have you heard the threesome beat?
No.
All right, I'm gonna do it for Ryan. We did it at the end of last show.
Well, they don't listen to the
no,
show.
Listen
how does
though,
it work
anyway.
With the orgasm yes. When you're with two women? You know what I mean?
And once it's happened, what do you do?
No, I mean, do you save yourself for one, or is it just kind of random?
No.
Is the other one offended?
Let them both have it.
You let them both have it.
Yeah, you kind of the pull out, you know.
Yeah,
oh, I like you. I like
and where was the other one? She was within range?
She was very within range. Just like a little plop here, a little skeet there. Skeet, 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 skeet everywhere. Everybody skeet, skeets. That's how you do your threesomes with me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Who is oh that?
It gets eerie when it takes on a sort of kindergarten theme with the threesome. Yeah, it's haunting. Yeah,
I love the songs.
I remember when I learned what skeet means.
Dude, that was so stupid. On Dave Chappelle, he was like, I think when white people figure out what skeet means, it's going to be like apocalypto or something. And I'm like, dude, I knew what that was the second I heard it. It was like, duh.
I didn't know.
It's not.
I did not because it wasn't
in hip-hop terminology. There's like never any kind of intelligence lane. It's always something retarded.
How do you get skeet, 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 skeet?
Because you skeet on somebody.
No, I see here. No.
You do.
Because it's just like I'll skeet, skeet, goddamn.
No, but if you read the lyrics of the song, he's like till the sweat comes down, drains down my.
Till the sweat drips down my balls.
Yeah, exactly.
From the window.
I thought he was just hanging out somewhere. Real sweaty, and he was doing some mysterious act.
And skeet, skeet, skeet.
I guess from now on, I'll just assume if it's a mystery act, it involves
you can't articulate
semen.
Can't articulate yourself any better than that.
But yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
we have somebody to sing the song.
Oh my god! Do you want me to sing now?
We need to make that a sound quiz.
Would you rather? Do this or that.
Stephanie. Stephanie can go first since she's the girl.
Skeet all over your face.
Oh, mine's great.
You're not supposed to read it until...
Oh. Oops. You handed it to me like this.
Then you turn it over. Non-self-control person.
Oh.
Ouch.
Ew.
That's not always a rule.
Ouch.
I like Lunchables.
If you could go back in time, would you rather add your name to the Declaration of Independence or preface the U.S. Constitution with Freakazoids, please report to the dance floor?
Oh, my God. Freakazoid was so fucking funny.
It was. Jeez.
Oh my god, that was like the that was like one of the funniest cartoons I've ever watched in my life. That wasn't dirty. It was never like gross or disgusting or really adult oriented.
Sometimes there was a little bit of.
Well, there was innuendo, but it was it wasn't like drawn together where they have to be disgusting every time to be funny, which is funny, but it's like it was good enough so that kids could watch it and still laugh, but adults could laugh.
I love that show.
It was fantastic.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Freakazoid. You know Animaniacs? Come on. I know it was.
He's too old.
You weren't a kid, but you had to have heard of it. The three little like cat looking things.
Come on.
The little girl,
and they made fun
the
of like real Hollywood stars.
They had bologna in their sacks.
Yeah, exactly. And Dot would you know, she had those big jaws from that bat that like clamped on her head and she's like, "Don't these make me look like Sheena Easton?" And it really did look like Sheena Easton.
I don't know. Let me look at a picture. What are they called?
Animaniacs. And it had the little girl and she had the dog and she was talking to her mom. But she called her lady.
She said, okay,
yeah, but
thank you, bye bye.
Okay, I love you, bye bye. Okay, lady.
Images.
Oh my god.
I love her.
Anyway, okay. I would definitely do the Freakazoid. Anybody
else? Me too. I'm
Tiny
all over
Toons.
It.
Well,
no,
it was related to Tiny Toons. It was the same company, like Warner Brothers.
It came on after it, I think.
But it was a lot more risque.
Yeah.
I think it's
both of
the same
them.
People that
Freakazoid
did Pinky and the Brain too.
It came
right?
out like late
Bill Clinton
night.
Plays
yeah, Pinky and the Brain was a spinoff of Animaniacs.
Yeah.
All right.
So answers.
I would do the Freakazoid.
Freakazoid, I guess.
Freakazoid.
Unanimous.
Unanimous.
All right, Kyle, your turn.
Okay, would you rather never be able to use toilet paper or the letter E? Considering I can sign, I'll take E.
For both of them.
Well, the President Bush doesn't use the letter E at all.
Yeah.
He doesn't use the English language properly.
Could we use substitution toilet paper like diaper wipes?
I don't know.
Yeah, you could use whatever. You just couldn't use TV.
A bidet?
Oh, no, I'm fine. I'd use diaper wipes are better anyway.
Yeah, I would definitely.
They're meant for ass wiping.
I would keep the letter E and not use.
Yeah,
that.
If I can use a substitute, I'll lose. The
as long as
paper.
It didn't have to be like Brillo pad, because my ass can't handle that. Shit.
But you would have to carry some with you though, because public restrooms.
But they would stall.
Yeah, you're right.
But without the letter E, my name would be like
what's
Stiffany.
That splashy noise?
Stiffany.
No, you just carry anything.
Oh, without the E, my name would be Ricky.
Shut up.
My name would be Kyle. Without the E?
Mine would be Ryan Tarpley.
My name would be
Ryan is the only one affected by this decree. Sucker.
Sucks to be you.
Oh, Ethan would just be Than.
He'd be Thanian.
He'd be like Thor.
Thananian.
Than, come here.
All right.
Can we name one of our children Thor?
No.
Thanalope.
Like the girl.
Would you rather be flayed and deboned like a fish or pureed in a giant blender?
I'm going to go for puree because someone could eat and drink me.
Would you be dead before?
Well,
wait, what's the first one?
I would say you would die faster in the blender.
Can you go head first into the blender?
Doesn't say.
What's the first one?
Be flayed and deboned like a fish.
Be flayed?
You have
like
to
like flay the fish?
Be flayed. I thought you said
yeah,
one
be
word.
Flayed.
I was like, what?
I'm going to go with the blender.
Because filleted, you're going to just feel
no,
it
doesn't
time.
Say filleted. It says flayed.
Be flayed?
Flayed, as in
oh,
to take
like
off. Flayed. Yeah, and like
I'll
open
take it
and stuff.
Like they
don't act like I don't know how to fucking read.
I didn't.
Oh,
I said you didn't know how to speak.
Oh.
Oh, no,
you're not as bad as George Bush.
Podcast drama.
Nice.
The second one for me.
Oh, fillet is like
where
pieces.
You, when you yeah, where
fillet
you
is pulling off the skin.
Really?
Really?
Ouchies.
Yeah.
Like
that
bitch
that.
In
you, like,
what's her name? What's that movie? Cabin
or,
Fever with the shaving. Oh,
or
good.
It says whip or
ooh, it's
beat
cabin
someone.
Fever.
We just figured out Blue's Clues.
All right, I would say
what we did.
I would say giant blender because you'd probably die faster.
Yeah. Hopefully,
if you dive head first.
Yeah, I would dive head first.
You'd be like, ooh.
Well, even if you weren't head first, you could probably go head first after you got in.
I really don't want to do either.
Anyway,
no, you'd have
yeah,
to go
it's
first.
Gross.
If you were chopped up like that, you would live for a very long time,
and you could fit in a shoebox.
But hopefully, you'd get lucky and you switch around, and then
next
have your head chopped
caller,
off.
Please.
Oh. Okay.
Moving on.
All right, Kyle, Ryan, you're next.
Yeah, oh, I did mine.
Random. Would you rather have sex with Gandalf or Frodo Baggins?
Gandalf.
Totally.
I would take the Hobbit suit off of Elijah Wood and then have sex with him.
What does
well,
he say
Elijah
when he's
Wood,
on that little bridge
okay,
or whatever? He's like, you shall
yeah,
not
yeah, but Gandalf
pass.
Had AIDS, didn't he? Or no, that was a Harry Potter guy.
considering I've which never actor seen had Lord AIDS? Of the Rings.
Which actor?
Everyone has AIDS.
No, it was Gandalf or it was the Harry Potter guy, Dumbledore.
AIDS.
And one of them had
not
AIDS.
Ian McClellan.
One of them had AIDS in real life, and then he died, and they replaced him with
I don't
actor.
Think that he had AIDS. I'm pretty sure that he had cancer.
I think he had cancer, too.
All right, well,
either way, he couldn't die.
Everybody, we got
no, I know there's a difference, but no.
Either way, he died.
He couldn't perform if he had cancer.
No,
and
he
I
oh, my God. Oh, my God. No. This cannot be happening right now.
A little bit OCD, are we?
The Harry Potter guy died.
All right, that's it. That's it on that.
He's just going to leave.
That's
like
how the story
ridiculous.
Is.
Ridiculous.
All right. Yeah, he gets AIDS.
Don't look at me.
Harry Potter gets AIDS.
All right, Herb.
And she can't bring him back.
Into the fifth book.
Oh, my God.
Seventh.
And then Harry Potter dies of AIDS.
All right, yeah. So would you rather... Don't say anything, Ricky. Would you rather have sex with a 400-pound person on top? Shut up. Or a 300-person... A 300-pound person on crack, which they wouldn't be 300 pounds for very long.
I'm sorry. Ron Weasley has gonorrhea. He got it from Hermione.
Hermione
my
sounds like a disease.
You know.
Yeah, he's got Hermione's
ew.
Disease.
Ew.
That's cocky.
Okay, so...
A
400-pound person on top or a 300-pound person on crack?
I would say a 400-pound person on crack. 300-pound person.
Oh,
wait, are you having
God.
Sex with them
Tongue
or are you just
twister.
Hanging out with them?
No, you have
Dude,
to have sex with them.
Would you rather have sex with a 400-pound person on top? So him plus 200 more pounds on top.
400? You mean 100 pounds.
Well,
I'm trying to make you look skinny. Shut the fuck up! Or a 300-pound person on crack.
I think...
You're on crack.
...that the 400-pound person would be better because you would just pass out.
Yeah, and the crack guy would probably be like...
You're just like... and then you'd wake up and they're like,
No. But it says have sex. It doesn't specify. So having sex with a 300-pound person on crack, you could give them a hand job. You wouldn't have to deal with the crack.
Whoa,
but the 400-pound person would always be on top
job.
Of you.
Can they give me a hand job?
Whatever, yeah. Sex.
If all right, if we I'll put you on that. Crack.
Sexual healing.
Do I have to be on crack?
Yes, to get a hand job.
I would have to see him and decide.
I would have sex with a 400-pound person because chances are their penis will not reach my vagina.
Ew.
Damn.
Because you have a
this
wide set one.
Small penis,
no, because
you
they
fag.
Weigh 400 pounds.
She has a wide set flow.
She's got a wide stance.
A wide syphilis. I heard
her,
wide syphilis.
Her,
I said wide
her
stance.
Labia majora of justice.
Her river runs wide.
Ew.
I don't no, it doesn't.
Know about her river.
Kegels.
Who is number one?
It's the power. The might.
All right, so I think
Kegels.
We should be getting out of here.
All right, are we out, Ski?
I like turtles.
I want everybody to visit the website, foulmonkeys.com.
Tell me if it sucks.
Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL.
Join our Frapper Map, MySpace. Leave us an iTunes review. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Check out the blog.
Check out the blog, which no one... All right. Hey, Ryan and Stephanie.
Okay,
what up?
Herb.
Yes.
Yes.
Kyle.
Mikey. Yeah.
Drew and Misty. No one posts to the blog.
Why?
Do it now.
Because you all have access to do it, but no one posts to it.
No oh, you. Oh,
he's
we
not
don't.
No
oh,
one.
No one has.
Right?
Because my
life
on
my
side. I don't have anything to say.
That's why you look up interesting things.
After the Danny thing, I ran out of things to post on the blog.
Oh, my
I'll
God,
start,
Danny.
Hey, I'll start going on there at work because I've
oh,
been,
shit.
I got internet at
my
work
my name's
now.
Danny, and I'm going to see
you guys
you
have sidekicks.
I said Danny.
Post that shit.
It sucks on the
who's
side.
Danny?
It's really hard.
Dude, bloggers
who's
oh,
Danny?
Shit.
So
I
you haven't been listening
there's
to the
so
show.
Many
like
windows
so
you have to go through
freeforms.
That a sidekick can't do it.
I don't think I know him.
I really want to say your last name again.
No, 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 no.
You mean his last name?
Yeah, his last name.
His last name. I will find things at work because I have more
you.
Time on my hands and I'm not being quality monitored ever again.
Because at home there's more on her hands
maybe.
Than
so,
there's time.
She's got time in her hands and a whole
no,
lot
we
of
only
balls.
Have one computer and he's always on it.
Wow, motherfucker.
Yeah,
because dude,
he's
you need
wow.
to get off well when you're on AIM, motherfucker.
And we were totally talking about,
we were talking
yeah,
about
I
that
hate
shit
that.
Before.
Two episodes ago.
I know it's on the sidekick, but dude, you need to put I'm playing WoW. If you talk to me, it'll be 8 hours before I reply. Just
no,
have that
no.
as a standard
a
one.
Lot of times what happens is I turn the
it.
Volume all the way down, so then I don't hear it, and then I see it, and I just reply.
Dude, I know, but I can't do it. I can't do it
anymore. You never IM me.
I need to add you guys.
Yeah, you're right. Whatever.
Go to the website. Add us
all. People go to the website, you
Corduroy
can
Pirate.
Get everybody's Well, it's on the website.
I'll put mine on the
yeah,
website.
But if a lot of people are like, I can't go to
website. Fuck that website. I don't even like the goddamn show.
Fuck that iTunes. I'm going to take the time to download the show, but I won't just review it for free.
I'm
going
to download all of them, but then I'm going to fucking not listen to
I have an excuse because I don't have iTunes.
I've got a terabyte of RAM in my butt.
I have a terabyte in ass, but you know, it happens.
I want to thank Kyle for calling, though. Thank you for calling us, Kyle.
Yay.
Is that his name?
No. No, it wasn't Kyle.
Kellen.
Kellen.
Like Helen Keller?
Whatever, it's a K name.
It's like
you
want to
thank me
it's like
for
Helen
coming
Keller,
here?
Except backwards.
How does he dial on the phone?
like, with her nose.
Kellen Keller.
How do you confuse
when
Helen Keller?
Home, I will listen to all of the shows that we have missed, and the next show you can quiz me.
Oh.
I totally, what I've been meaning to do is download and put them on my MP3 player, but it's been in my glove compartment for like...
Sure.
3 months now.
So how do you confuse Helen Keller? Give her a basketball.
I don't get it.
She reads bumps. Basketballs have bumps.
Oh.
Confuse the fuck
like
out of her.
Braille so orgasm. What is
it? It says
can't you just rearrange the furniture?
Is this pie?
How do you shut Helen Keller up?
Is a basketball?
Oh my God, we're
give her
so
mittens.
Done.
Is a basketball so braille for pie? Is
I
that
like it just because I like the word mitten.
Mittens.
Mittens.
I didn't do a checkout, or I haven't thought of anything.
Okay,
time to end
the
really
show.
Good.
You haven't taught Helen Keller anything?
Is you know
she
what I mean?
Dead?
Huh? I.
Well, since there's 70 conversations going on, I can't understand
Holy
what you're
shit.
Saying.
I like turtles.
We're all schizophrenic and have like 14 apiece.
I was going to say, I didn't have anything to talk about that's good or bad this time.
Well, that's not the light shows anyway.
Wow, it's bad.
Yeah, I didn't think of anything this week. Oh, that's cool. Let's go. All right.
All right.
I'm
so
take us out with something.
We are?
Yeah.
What is it?
He wants the Drew Boogie.
What is that?
The Dr.
Just
Drew
listen
Boogie.
This.
Just
let
listen.
Go.
It's
right,
good.
Are you ready?
All right. It's funny.
All right. We're out here.
Ow!
Later. Bye.
Get down, asshole. Get down. You're fat. Get down. I'm buying you. Have sex with me. Gee, it hurts. Have sex with me. Faggot better. Have sex with me. I want to have sex with me. I was born, so I had anal sex. Gee, it hurts. I'm still a virgin. Tried to be straight, or I thought I shouldn't be straight. And I was confused. You know, pee on this makes me sick. Hurts when I urinate. Makes me sick. Anal sex makes me sick. This guy's penis makes me sick. I've had anal sex, but felt no effect. Got these lesions. Gee, it hurts. Still a virgin. Makes me sick. It's called intimacy. Can I say that?
Ow!
You're fat. You're gay. Confused. You're sick.
Ow!
You're overweight. You're still a virgin.
Ow!
You're dysfunctional. Not acceptable.
Dr. Drew is right. I like turtles.